Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Welcome back to our final Open House for 2012 from Notes Live in Newtown. Are we enjoying the night here? Yeah. I think you are, actually. I'm having a great time. So thank you so much for coming. Earlier in the night, three of our great Open House housemates joined us, Steve, Jeremy and Mark, to review the year in new media, social media, sport and TV. Now it's time to talk to our other three housemates to get their take on the year in books, film and music. So for the final time for 2012, please thank Ben McKechnie and David Andrew and Cara Martin for coming. So they've cheated because they know the questions that they're going to have. Welcome, guys. It's great to have you all together.
Always a pleasure, Lee. Never a chore.
Big Open House family. Thanks, Ben. Okay, righto. First one is the highlight of the year in films.
Argo, the Ben Affleck directed film. Yeah. It's amazing to actually say that out loud in public now about Ben Affleck, that he can actually do something well. But he does, and guy can direct.
Yeah.
So Argo, for me, just the most satisfying piece of film entertainment all the way through the year, easily. So for a film that combines history, entertainment, infotainment, all that kind of stuff, it just all came together and just found it really quite remarkable. Again, I go back to the Ben Affleck directed bit, but for most people that I talk to, in a year that saw big films like Dark Knight Rises and Avengers and that kind of thing, Argo was the movie that stood out to people as far as they're not just entertained, but they've got something to think about, given it's about a hostage crisis, about the value of human life, that kind of thing. But people really thought deeply about this movie, as well as being entertained by this kind of wacky concept of the CIA going in and filming a fake movie and taking out hostages, all that kind of stuff. So all the overlap between movies and real life, I just found quite staggering and kind of awesome.
Good stuff. In the world of music, David Andrew, highlight for you.
Well, it's not terribly a highlight for me, but I sigh. Gangnam Style.
Really?
It has to be paid credit because it's about to hit a billion views.
Yeah.
And I mean, personally, probably Spotify. How Spotify launched in Australia.
I wondered about that. I thought you might say.
And I used to buy too much music, and now it's become available and viable option.
Yes.
Not to Mark Hadley though.
No, definitely not.
Installing Spotify is.
Ouch. Cara Martin, highlight of the year for books.
Okay, well, I get two, don't I? Fiction and non-fiction.
Hang on a minute, I want my go again.
If you must.
I get five.
I really enjoyed All That I Am by Anna Funder, which was the Miles Franklin Book of the Year, a really wonderful book by a great Australian author. And her previous book, Stasiland, was really impressive as well. But this was a book about a woman she'd met who'd actually been thrown out of Germany. She fled Nazi persecution and went to England to try and tell the English, warn them about Hitler with a lot of other German refugees, but they just didn't realise what Hitler was really like. And then she actually courageously went back to Germany, was imprisoned, and then emigrated to Australia. And just a really interesting, wonderful book, which in some ways deals with the question of where is God when there is so much evil in the world. And the non-fiction one I would choose is the Australian Christian Book of the Year, Goombally, by Murray Seifert, which is just, it's so refreshing when there's so much bad press about the Christian missions and their interaction with Aboriginal societies, to read a book that points out that there was already a lot of impact of white civilization on the Aboriginal culture before the Christian missions went there. So up north in northern Arnhem Land, in the Roper River area, which is now known as Nukur, there had always been pearl fishers and so on who'd come, and they'd already started bringing their diseases and impacting, abusing the Aboriginal women up there. And the Christian mission on site did a wonderful thing, as well as raising a great Christian leader like Michael Goombally.
Mm. So now you've uplifted us so. Give us your low light of the year, Cara.
People might be able to guess this one. 50 Shades of Grey.
Yeah. Which I must say, she was brave enough to take on as a book review on Open House. Yes.
the trashiest written book I've ever read. And also it brings...
That's opposed to the content. So you're not just talking about content.
Oh, no, no, yeah. No. It's just pathetically written. It's not very well written at all. It's agony to read through it. But also it brings misogyny to a height that Tony Abbott could never dream of reaching about. I'm just amazed that women read this stuff because it's all about entrapping women in these dreadful relationships that are just harmful to them. So a waste of time and a waste of mental space.
Okay, David Andrew, low light in music for the year.
Is it too cruel to say One Direction?
No.
No?
Our other music guru here.
Upon the world.
We may have lost your tween listeners. Sorry. In seriousness, probably some of the deaths that we've had this year. I mean, we just had Dave Brubeck die.
Yes.
At 92 years of age, and yes. Such a statement of jazz and pushing the envelope in musicianship. And so kind of seeing some of that talent pass away, and then seeing the state of where music's heading towards at the moment, just becoming... It's interesting where music's becoming less and less profitable. Music's becoming,
yes. Yep.
You know, in essence, harder to make, more gimmicky, and labels are looking to take less risks when it comes to music and just pursue what they know is going to sell records. So, puts creativity in an interesting place.
Ben McKicken, low light in films.
I was a bit more selective about movies this year than I have been in the past three or four.
Yeah.
Thank you. I thought I'd take the words I preach on Open House often about discernment and actually try them out on myself. And so it turns out I didn't see a lot of the movies that most people are saying are terrible, which is really refreshing and great. So the movie I'm picking as worst is probably a movie that most people haven't seen or heard of and keep going with that. This thing that went straight to DVD called 7 Days in Utopia. And the main reason it was the worst... It's a movie that stars Robert Duvall, and it's allegedly based on a true story, this lame story about this golfer who meets this kind of enlightened caddy, and they spend 7 days in this town called Utopia. Mm-hmm. And it was like 7 days to watch it. But the main issue I've got with it is it purports to be effectively a Christian tract. Like, it would like to profess something about the Christian faith, particularly about the transformative nature of Christianity. And it demonstrates that in a way that was so weak and so wishy-washy that the only way you can really pick it up is because people are walking around occasionally with a Bible, or they go to church, or someone says something nice, and then the dude by the end of the film says, ha ha, I'm a Christian. I just found it... I think it's a sort of movie that could do damage to people as far... If they're seeking God, this isn't the way to actually find
your
way to Jesus.
Yeah.
It's a waste. Yeah. It could have been a really effective film about how powerful it is to meet Jesus and the changes that will go on in your life. Instead, I just want my hour and a half back.
And you'll never get it back, mate. Okay, let's leap forward to 2013. Tell us, Ben, in the world of films, who or what should we be looking out for?
Man, great question. And I haven't looked that far ahead as yet. So I'm going to say that... I hope...
Noah.
This is really personal.
Noah.
No, I'm pretty curious about Noah.
Yeah.
I'm very curious about Noah. It's more on a personal front. I'm just going to go personal. There was a great movie this year called Moonrise Kingdom by this director called Wes Anderson. There you go.
Somebody, thank you.
One person. Thank you very much. One person. Personally, I just hope he makes another movie and releases it next year. As by way of confession, my movie watching has slowed down a lot. But I go to many now because of Open House, because I think it's important to tell people about what's going on. But some of these changes in me are from... I used to work full-time writing about films. Now I've started at Theological College.
He's a student. Yeah.
I have,
and you're really working now.
I'm really working. That's right. Really working. So I'm trying to couch my answer by saying I didn't look far enough ahead into the future, but I've been trying to learn Greek so I can read the New Testament.
That's really weird, mate.
I'll tell you about that next year.
Yeah, that's right. Kalos. David Andrew, who should we be looking out in 2013?
I think you're going to have to look at the, not so much the artists, but the major players behind all that kind of stuff. And so we're going to see YouTube, which makes and breaks artists, and which we see Psy rise to prominence. So
yeah.
I think we're going to see more. I think we're going to see more YouTube dominating how we perceive music. But I think that we're going to have more and more music plus, so music with film, music with TV. Having a chat with someone who is responsible for royalties in a particular label, saying that they're synchronized. So people who put their tracks on compilation albums are basically shutting down and moving all their efforts over to getting tracks in films and on TV, because that's where the money is these days.
Wow,
because people aren't buying too many compilation albums.
Kara, who should we be keeping a lookout for? Books in 2013.
One of the things that I think is really interesting in this digital revolution is that people are mostly going digital for fiction, but they're still going for hard copy for non-fiction, which I'm really glad for. So hopefully bookshops will survive.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.